With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Israeli military has retrieved the bodies of three hostages in Gaza.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three hostages, including German-Israeli Shani Luk. A photo of the 22-year-old woman's twisted body in the backup of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the militants' October 7th attack in southern Israel. The military identifies the bodies of the other hostages as those of a 28-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man. A military spokesman says all three were killed by Hamas during an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Israel says around 100 hostages are still captive in Gaza, along with the bodies of around 30 more. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, Texas officials now say seven people lost their lives when a powerful storm hit Houston Thursday night. Two of the deaths were linked to fallen trees. Another person died when a crane blew over, and another while trying to move a downed power pole. Winds peaked at around 100 miles an hour in the city, and the mayor said glass was blown out of some downtown buildings. More than 600,000 people remain without electricity. A U.S. Navy strike group's flagship aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, has left its Japanese home port.
The carrier is wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of the USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off in speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. A Tennessee venue cancels a pro-Israel gathering.
HaYovel is a Christian Zionist organization that was planning to meet at the Sonesta Nashville Airport Hotel this month for a pro-Israel conference. But the officials with the group say the Sonesta received threats and canceled the event. HaYovel has engaged the legal group First Liberty, which has sent a letter of complaint to the hotel, pointing out that the cancellation violates the contract and restricts freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A big change may be coming to a Jersey Shore town that was founded as a religious retreat and prevents people from using the beach on Sunday mornings. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association is being sued by the state of New Jersey and has removed the Sunday morning ban from its website under a section on beach rules. New Jersey says the ban violates state beach access laws, but the association says it's within its rights to keep the shore calm on Sunday mornings. This is SRN News. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 40,000 for the first time Friday, but the overall markets closed mixed. More from correspondent Seth Soutel, reporting from New York.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 40,000 points for the first time on a mostly quiet day for Wall Street. The Dow rose 134 points. That's about 0.3%. The modest gain on Friday came a day after the Dow briefly topped 40,000 for the first time. The benchmark S&P 500, which is much more widely followed on Wall Street than the Dow is, added 0.1%. The S&P posted its fourth weekly gain in a row. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. GameStop sank about 20%, giving back more of its huge gains from early in the week. The struggling video game seller predicted a loss of up to $37 million in its latest quarter. Seth Soutel, New York.
A decisive vote against the United Auto Workers at two Mercedes factories in Alabama sidetracks the union's plan to sign up workers. More at SRNnews.com.